Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, a Petersfield postman has been presented with a prestigious award at the Houses of Parliament. Hampshire Police and their partners, the Blue Lamp Trust, want to remind you of their Bobby scheme. Petersfield Town Council is launching a public consultation roadshow on the festival hall plans this weekend in the square. And we have details of some of the events happening in and around Petersfield this coming weekend. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
The Chancellor says despite problems within the supply chain, there will be a good amount of Christmas presents available this year. Rishi Sunak's been speaking with finance ministers, where he's called for global cooperation to resolve supply problems. A study found nearly two-thirds of women say their workplace offered no menopausal support, resulting in some leaving their careers. A new survey found 99% of respondents say their menopausal symptoms had some negative impact on their jobs. Dr. Louise Newson is a menopause medic who helped run the poll.
Nearly half women are taking early retirement or giving up their jobs as a direct consequence of their menopause. And a lot of the symptoms are poor concentration, memory problems, fatigue, anxiety. And so there's no wonder that there's a gender pay gap.
Patients will soon be able to demand more face-to-face appointments with their GPs. Practices will be named and shamed in new league tables for failing to provide an appropriate level of in-person meetings as part of a new package of measures. The government's been told if they don't do something soon, there'll be a serious problem, with more people leaving their jobs in adult social care than joining. Vic Rayner is the chief executive of the National Care Forum and says the government needs to provide some sort of bonus before care is compromised.
We need rapidly a pay boost for those vital care workers so that those who are working within the sector and those who are thinking about joining realise that this is a career that is both recognised and valued across the country.
Reading terror attacker Kari Sadala will challenge his whole life sentence at the Court of Appeal today. The 27-year-old was sentenced to die in prison after fatally stabbing three men last June, with three others injured. And Netflix have announced their popular thriller series You will be renewed for a fourth season before the third's even been released. The Netflix show stars Penn Badgley as the murderous Joe Goldberg. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Olivia Mansour.
How much has COVID cost your business? 40,000? 50? More? Much more? If your business has lost £40,000 or more, COVID claims may be able to help claim that money back. Imagine what you could do with that money. And it's no win, no fee. Even if you've had a claim refused by your insurance company or received a low offer, COVID claims could still help. Text LOST to 60777. Text LOST to 60777 now. Regulated by the FCA.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Harrison RB at Petersfield Shine Radio. A Petersfield postman has been presented with a prestigious award at the Houses of Parliament. Craig Young has more.
As reported in the Petersfield Post, Stephen Wyatt, known as Postie Steve, was honoured with a British Citizen Award for services to the community. Mr Wyatt was granted the BCA in January, but due to lockdown had to wait to the end of September to collect his award. The award recognises exceptional individuals who positively impact their communities. Mr Wyatt gained the award for his service to residents of Hawkley, Empshott and Oakshott, and for volunteer work in youth and disabled football. Postie Steve and others awarded BCAs in 2020 and 2021 celebrated gaining their awards at a special presentation in the Palace of Westminster. Mr Wyatt said, "It was a very proud moment and an honour to be recognised along such illustrious and inspiring people who have made such a difference in their communities."
A reminder from Hampshire Police and their partners, the Blue Lamp Trust, that their Bobby scheme helps vulnerable people be more secure in their homes. It provides free home security visits, fits long-life smoke alarms, and gives advice to vulnerable residents in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. It's particularly targeted towards the elderly and victims of burglary and domestic abuse. A full crime prevention and fire safety survey is carried out by one of their trained, police-vetted fitters. Where appropriate, their fitters will fit items such as locks, spy holes, door chains, and smoke alarms. The service is completely free, and for a small donation, the Bobby scheme can also supply and fit police-approved key safes. The Bobby scheme is free to those who are vulnerable, whether due to their age, circumstance, disability, or if they're a victim of household crime. Anyone can make a referral, including friends, family, doctors, and social workers, and referrals can be made via the Blue Lamp Trust website. Petersfield Town Council is planning to spend up to £10 million refurbishing the festival hall. To explain their plans, the council is launching a public consultation roadshow in the square this weekend. As reported in the Petersfield Post, the proposed refurbishment is aimed at future-proofing the 1930s hall off Heath Road and making it an environmentally friendly building. Local resident and famous actor Hugh Bonneville of Paddington and Downton Abbey will be at the official roadshow launch in the square this Sunday between midday and 3 p.m. As of now, no firm decision has been taken on the scope of the work or its cost. But if the modernisation is undertaken, the council says it will be carried out in phases, and the rundown ground floor kitchen will probably be the first part of the building to be renovated. Councillor John Lees said they're at a stage that requires the council to consult widely with Petersfield residents, so they're therefore launching a public consultation roadshow to access as many residents as they can so they're aware and informed about the plans. And finally, every Thursday at Shine Radio, we bring you details of some of the events that are happening in and around Petersfield this coming weekend. On Saturday evening, Rocket Mania, an Elton John tribute act, comes to TPS. Starting at 7:30 in the TPS studio, the evening will cover Elton John's classic early career from 1970 to 1986. And on Sunday afternoon, as I said a moment ago, the Festival Hall Roadshow will be in the square. It's your chance to share your views of the proposed refurb and to meet Hugh Bonneville.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
Good morning, and it's a cloudy start to the day here in Petersfield and the surrounding areas, with temperatures kicking off from about 11 degrees to a high of around 16 degrees by mid-afternoon, say 3 or 4 o'clock. It's low UV, low pollution, and very mild winds. So altogether, just mild and very pleasant day, but not as much sunshine as we had yesterday. The rest of the week looks set in with more of the same. Cloudy and temperatures of around 15 or 16 degrees. Enjoy your day.
Travel news from across the Petersphere.
Starting in Petersfield Town Centre, Southern Water is working in the square this week, so there are planned closures on the church side of the square, and there are also works taking place on Oaklands Road and Herne Road with possible delays there, and minor works taking place on Walnut Avenue, Chapel Street, Sussex Gardens and Ramshill. In Rake, work continues at the junctions of London Road with Bull Hill and Brawls Lane. It extends to the front of Rake Primary School too, as West Sussex County Council installs new footpaths and a new junction layout there. There's also a road closure on Middle Oakshot Farm Lane and on High Cross Lane near Froxfield, and likely delays on Longmoor Road in Greetham, and look out for works around Trotton on the A272 heading towards Midhurst causing possible delays. And there are works in Church Street in East Meon as scaffolding goes up by All Saints Church. There are also works on Long Priors in West Meon. We're not expecting any problems on the railway today or tomorrow, but this weekend buses will replace trains in the Woking area, so those travelling to Woking will need to change at Guildford. And if we're not saying what you're seeing, do let us know and help us update this information for everyone. Call Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Explore the treasured countryside around Petersfield with Susie Wild and her Labrador, Rain.
Rain and I have come up into the hangars.
Bablet, come along. Good girl.
Join me as I walk with my Labrador through our varied county.
I'm looking at a really beautiful, cloudless blue sky.
Landscape is recollection too, and I love to share that with you for a few minutes each week.
Oh, Rain, isn't this lovely? What might it be?
Susie Wild's Wild Walks.
There, it went that way.
New every week from Petersfield's Shine Radio and always online at shineradio.uk.
Right, come on then, let's go.